All right, as you know, on this first Sunday night of the month, we have our kind of thing we call singing devotional, scripture reading, prayers. So choose a song. If you have a favorite, we'll try to get that one led. All right, let's begin with prayer. So bow with me, please. Our Father and our God in heaven, again and always, we have a heart of thanksgiving for all that you do for us, and we continually ask for your help from above. So we're praying for blessings on the needs of the congregation here. We ask you to hear our prayer, our cry, our pleading, especially if we as individuals have things in our mind that we want to bring before you. So we just say, bless us from above. But we're certainly mindful of those who are experiencing illnesses, hospitalizations, surgeries. So give them strength to endure. Bless those that tend to them. Keep our eyes open, open for opportunities for ministry and service, kindness, benevolence. Help us with the ability to encourage those who are weak, to pick up those who are fallen. Forgive us of our sins as we confess to you and to one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a calm call after
you. It must be us.
There's something here that just provokes it.
Maybe we should all leave and see if you still come. Narrow this down. Each individual leaves.
All right. I'll start on this side. Don, do you have a favorite?
509.
You're ready. 509. First and last. 509. 509.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. And he left his only glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing,
yes, I'll sing
the wondrous story,
the wondrous story
of the Christ,
of the Christ
who died for me.
Who died for me.
Peace.
the harp bells ringing. For his love is everything to me. He is my king, and though I dearly love him, he is my king, no other is above him. All day long, enraptured praise I sing. He's my savior, he's my king. In his light, I'm going home to glory. With a soul, the trust is saving grace. Going home to sing and tell his story. In the blessed sunshine of his face. I dearly love him. He is my king. No other is above him. All day long, enraptured praise I sing. He's my savior. He's my king.
Wait, Paula.
What, 67?
67? I don't know that. Plus, it has a bass lead in the chorus.
808.
Because I can see down there. I can look that thing over real quick. Boy, just those.
It's an easy song.
Hosanna. Also, Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Easy song to sing. I could learn it in a minute and a half, but. What's your next one?
808. A song on your mind?
959.
959. That's just a little
bumper, Jesus.
Yes. 959.
I once was lost in sin, my Jesus took me in, and then let life from heaven fill my soul. It paid my heart in love, and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
When you
feel a prayerful yearning,
as your
heart of heaven is turning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I know I was going to sing bass, I would have pitched it higher. All right, Jim and Sharon, do you have a favorite?
979. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sin, there's toil or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there to Rome. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial, my body sleep in the churchyard. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter on my great reward. I'm going there to see my Savior, to sing his praise forevermore. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only treasures o'er, where we shall never die.
carry me by and by, never to sorrow more. Heavenly store, beautiful road, beautiful land, beautiful home, a beautiful band, beautiful crown, shining so fair, beautiful mansions bright, gather us there.
Reads this scripture. It's from Ephesians chapter 1. Come on, spiritual blessings. As he reads, I'm just going to hit, there's seven blessings that are found in Christ Jesus. So as he reads, I want you to look for these. In verse 4, we are chosen in Christ. In verse 5, we are predestined to adoption in Christ. Verse 6, we are accepted in Christ. Verse 7, we have redemption in Christ. Verse 11, we've obtained an inheritance in him. Verse 13, in him we trusted. And then also in him we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. There are seven spiritual blessings in this text. So listen for them as he reads, or you follow along.
Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are all at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself. That is the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one of those things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be in the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the words of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
Right. Here they are again. Spiritual blessings, verse 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Verse 5. Predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ. Verse 6. By which he made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 7, in him we have redemption. Verse 11, in him also we've obtained an inheritance. Verse 13, in him you also trusted. Also in verse 13, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Seven spiritual blessings just in those first 14 verses. You see, Clarence and Barbara, one of my favorites. Oh. Barbara?
Nine seven three.
Oh, base laid below. We give it a shot. We get to the chorus or the refrain, then bass takes a lead. But others just kind of join and go, everybody will be. The bass goes, everybody will be. That's a little syncopation. 973.
There's a happy land of promise in the heaven great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon their glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy over there. Shout and sing this praise through the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there. There we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace, and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. There will be happy over there. We will shout and sing his praises through the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there.
Mike, do you have a favorite?
Yes, sir. Let's go with 315.
Say that again?
315.
315. Following this song, we'll pause for a moment and allow those who are unable to assemble this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. Just remain where you are. And the one who's officiating at the table will serve you. Number 315.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gained I count but lost. Content on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. From his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Near such love and sorrow meet, heart thorns compose so rich a crown. Were the whole realm of nature that were a present far too small,
I typically hold those first three notes just a little bit longer and then jump into the regular music tune. So, 6-5-5.
What you be, poured out like wine upon the altar, for me would you be broken like bread to feed the hungry? Would you be so one with me that you would do just as I will? Would you be light and love my world's fulfilled? Yes, I'll be poured out like wine upon the altar for you. Yes, I'll be broken like bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that I would do just as you will. Yes, I'll be light and love my world fulfilled.
All right. Ginger and Faye?
Yeah, we do it together.
13?
Say that again.
313.
That little red cross. 313. My favorite phrase in this song is in the fourth stanza on the second line down, where it says, "Then you'll call me someday to my home far away." I just like that phrase, my home. 313.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of love sinners.
His erring child.
measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could ring within the ocean field, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
That last stanza, the imagery, could we with ink the ocean fill? All the ocean is ink. And were the skies of parchment made? All the ocean is ink and the skies of parchment. Sometimes when I go to this afternoon singing once a month, every once in a while, a couple of the brethren like to change the words. Instead of saying, I'm in the Glory Land Way, I'm in the Church of Christ. But I like, I'm in the Glory Land Way. There's just something in that phrase, Glory Land. Glory Land Way. It's just like another song that send the light. Some brethren want to say, take the light. And I say, no, the missionary song, send. You know, it's the context of the words of that hymn, it's send the light. No. So, number 535. I'm going to sing it the way it's written.
Pastor would appreciate that.
Yeah. 535.
I'm in the way, the bright shining way. I'm in the Glory Land way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the Glory Land way. I'm in the Glory Land way.
Tuesday,
1:00 here at the building, ladies' Bible class. Now I believe there'll be a Wednesday class, 4:00. And I'm assuming that Vernon Rose is still teaching that.
Yeah, I believe so.
Been off 2 weeks for the holidays, but he's been coming on Wednesday afternoons at 4:00 to teach announcements we need to make, emphasize, remind us of?
Oh, Janelle's mother's having surgery.
Oh, that's right. Jim mentioned this morning, the Hargis family worshiped with us back 25 years ago, late 90s. And, man, their son's already in the Navy.
Her health is real good.
But Janelle Hargis, her mother, is going to have a bypass, I think it was the word, right? Bypass surgery this week. So they sent the word out to us requesting prayers. So, long time members from way back.
Cindy.
Cindy. Okay.
She was baptized here.
Baptized here. Okay. All right, let's bow in prayer and we'll be dismissed. Father God in heaven, again, we say over and over again, please, please bless us from above. Give us those things you know we need, even before we ask. We put our faith and our trust in you. We lean on you and your son, Jesus. We pray that you will give us safe journey home. And our minds are also on those that have requested prayer, those who are experiencing surgeries. We pray on their behalf for their well-being. We're asking that you bless the medical staff, bless their knowledge with wisdom from above. We pray for success in all of these medical situations. And again, keep our eyes open for the opportunities to be encouraging and uplifting to one another. Help us to seize the moment. Bless us with the ability to pray for one another.